smothered and covered up in the sound. You stand strong as you pump your fist. I'm talking all that jazz. Now what's my definition? My definition. My definition. My definition is this. My definition. My definition. My definition. My definition is this. My definition. My definition. My definition. My definition is this. When I kick rhymes, it's often said to do damage. Skin so strong, even Superman needs a hand. So bob your head, dread as I kick the funk flow. This rhyme is subliminal, yet you don't think so. I walk with a gold cane, a gold rain, and no gold chain. Behind the truth lies, there lies a paraffin. In the mix is where three warriors go. Define if you will, but I know so. There is no definition. My definition. My definition. My definition is this. My definition. My definition. My definition. My definition is this. My definition. My definition. My definition. My definition is this. Rhymes, now I know it's a flow, it's just like a poet. Your definition of me is definitely wrong. Why must I try to lie and build an alibi when all you ask is just for me to be me? Replace a replaceable replacement with this. Relax, relax, relaxation, boombastic. My name is King Lou.
Mine is capital Q.
Bags of mostly water, search to find my definition. 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 My definition is this.
Thank you.
Interestingly, what you're looking at here are three streams: biological, anthropological, cities, cultures, and culture, which is a human expression. Now, what you've seen here is the evolution of populations, not so much the evolution of individuals. And in addition, if you look at the timescale that's involved here, 2 billion years for a lion, 6 billion years for a hominid, 100,000 years for mankind, you're beginning to see the telescoping nature of the evidence. Then, when you get to agriculture, revolution, looking at 10,000 years, 400 years, 150 years, 400 times is evolutionary time. What that means is that as we go through the new evolution, it's going to telescope to the point we should be able to see it manifest itself within our lifetime, within the generation. The new evolution extends in information, and it stems from two types of information, digital and analog. Digital is artificial intelligence, analog results from molecular biology, the cloning of the organism. You knit the two together with neurobiology. Before, under the old evolutionary paradigm, one would die and the other would grow and dominate. But under the new paradigm, they would exist as a mutually supportive, non-competitive grouping, independent from the external. But what is interesting here is that evolution now becomes an individualism process, and it leads to the desires of the individual, not an external process, a passive process where the individual is just a So, you produce a neo-human, okay, with a new individuality, a new consciousness. But that's only the beginning of the evolutionary cycle, because as the next cycle proceeds, the influence now is from intelligence. As intelligence parts on intelligence, as ability parts on ability, the speed changes. Until what? Until you reach a crescendo in a way. Could be imagined as enormous, instantaneous fulfillment of human and neo-human potential. It could be something totally different. It could be the amplification of the individual, the multiplication of individual existences, parallel existences. Now the individual is no longer restricted by time and space. The manifestations of this neo-human type evolution, manifestations could be dramatically counterintuitive. That's the interesting part. The old evolution is cold, it's sterile, it's efficient, okay? And its manifestations are those social adaptation. You're talking about parasitism, dominance, morality, okay? War, predation. These would be subject to de-emphasis. These would be subject to de-evolution. The new evolutionary paradigm would give us the human traits of truth, of loyalty, of justice, of freedom. These would be manifestations of the new evolution. And that is what we would hope to see from this. That would be nuts.
Self-destructive man feels completely alienated, utterly alone. He's an outsider to the human community. He thinks to himself, I must be insane.
we are the authors of ourselves, co-authoring a gigantic Dostoevsky novel starring clowns. This entire thing we're involved with, called The World, is an opportunity to exhibit how exciting alienation can be. Life is a matter of a miracle that is collected over time by moments, flabbergasted to be in each other's presence. The world is an exam to see if we can rise into the direct experiences. Our eyesight is here as a test to see if we can see beyond it. Matter is here as a test for our curiosity. Doubt is here as an exam for our vitality. Thomas Mann wrote that he would rather participate in life than write 100 stories. Giacometti was once run down by a car, and he recalled falling into a lucid faint, a sudden exhilaration, as he realized at last something was happening to him. An assumption developed that you cannot understand life and live life simultaneously. I do not agree entirely, which is to say, I do not exactly disagree. I would say that life understood is life lived. But the paradoxes bug me, and I can learn to love and make love to the paradoxes that bug me. And on really romantic evenings of self, I go salsa dancing with my confusion. Before you drift off, don't forget, which is to say, remember. Because remembering is so much more a psychotic activity than forgetting. Lorca, in that same poem, said that the iguana will bite those who do not dream. And as one realizes that one is a dream figure in another person's dream, that is self-awareness.
plastic world. Recycled Aventures.